You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God glory, for the Lord is good forever. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Yesterday, we looked at that scripture. We prayed with it at Bethel Encounter Fever Thursday. Today is Glorious Friday. We thank God for another glorious Friday. We give God all the praise. We don't take it for granted. Wherever you are, whether in Ghana, whichever region you are in, whether in Nigeria, in the UK, in the US. Today, as we pray, believe in your heart that as we pray according to scripture, so it shall be in your life. Psalm 18, verse 1. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. This month is a month of full dependence upon the Lord. The second half of the year, you need to discover a new level of dependence, full dependence upon the Lord as we go through these scriptures and as we pray with them. It is time for you to see the Lord as your only provider, as your only source of help, regardless of all those who help you, whether in the form of parents, whether in the form of colleagues at school, lecturers or teachers, whether in the form of besties or spouses. This second half of the year, move into a whole new revelation of dependency upon the Lord our God. He truly is the only source of help. He is the one who can feed a prophet by the brooks using ravens. He is the only one who can feed with manna for 40 years. And meat in addition with water. He's the only one who can sustain the life of a man that for 40 years their sandals would never wear out. He's the only one who can sustain the oil never running out for the widow or for the prophet's helper to be sustained with her family. It is only God who can sustain through strange means, whenever a believer cries out unto the Lord. You see, scripture says that the righteous cry out unto the Lord, they are delivered from all their troubles, be it drought, be it starvation, be it whatever. Our God is our supreme, ultimate, and final source of help. Hallelujah. Amen. Today, the Lord is my strength and song, and it become my salvation. The glory of God, our strength. As seen in Psalm 118, verse 14. The same song we sang yesterday. The Lord is my strength and my song, and it's become my salvation. God's strength is part of his glory. As he becomes our rock, fortress, and deliverer, His glory is revealed through our lives and our worship. God's glory is revealed through our lives through by the many, many things that he does, becoming our rock fortress and deliverer. When the world sees that the Lord is manifesting his deliverance in our lives, when the world sees that the Lord truly is our rock, that is the manifestation of his glory in our lives. For the whole world to see that the world would give all the glory back to him. This year, God will do amazing things in our lives that where everybody thought that was our end, he shall even start a new horizon, a new chapter, a new level of increase, a new area of domination that his glory will be seen in our lives, in every aspect of our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Our first prayer, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Psalm 18, verse 1. We are praying that, Father in heaven, deepen my love for you as I know you as my strength, in Jesus' name. Deepen my love for you. This is a very sensitive prayer. Lift up your voice by understanding, with passion, with earnesty of heart. Let the Lord know that, Lord, Father in heaven, deepen my love for you. As Lord, I know you as my strength. Deepen my love for you, Jesus. Deepen my love for you. Deepen my love for you. Let me not take you for granted. Let me not take anything you do for me for granted, oh Lord. Deepen my love for you. As I know you as my strength. Deepen my love for you. Deepen my love for you. As the deer panteth after the waters, so Lord, let my soul hunger for you. Let my soul hunger for you. Deepen my love for you. Cause my soul to yearn after you. To yearn after you. To follow after you. After nothing else than you. To yearn after you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My buckler and the horn of my salvation. And my high tower. My high tower. My rock. I can hide behind him. My rock, when the enemy shoots arrows at me, I hide behind him. He's unmovable. He's my fortress. He protects me from all harm. He's my deliverer. Where the enemy thinks that he's gotten me, oh, that is where he proves that he has the capacity to set the lawful captive free. In the name of Jesus. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. There is nobody else to trust than to trust in the Lord. Our buckler and the horn of our salvation. Lift up your voice and begin to pray that, Father in heaven, be my rock fortress, deliverer and strength, in whom I trust, in Jesus' name. Begin to pray right now. Be my rock, O Lord. Be my rock, O Lord. Be my rock, O Lord. My fortress, my deliverer, my strength. O Lord, the one in whom I trust. The one in whom I trust. The one in whom I trust. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We are praying our last prayer. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Psalm 29, verse 2. Giving unto the Lord the glory due his name, we do that by worshiping the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We are praying, Father in heaven, receive the glory due to your name as we worship you in holiness, in Jesus' name. Pray this prayer of being set apart unto the Lord. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive, Lord, all the glory. Receive the glory due to your name, O Lord. Our Father in heaven, as we worship you, Lord, in holiness, in Jesus' name. Receive all the glory. Receive all the glory. Receive all the glory. Receive all the glory due to your name. Receive all the glory due to your name. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Scripture says that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Man is laden with sin right from birth because of the sin of one man, Adam. But another man came to pay the price that all of us would not perish but have everlasting life. As long as we believe, we receive him and we believe in him. His name is Jesus Christ. And he has the power. He says that I'm the resurrection and the life. He has the power over death and the grave and over sin. Jesus Christ. Today, I'm recommending him to you. If you allow him to come into your heart and take charge over your life. And I can promise you, I can assure you, your life will never be the same again. You experience peace on earth. And even after life on earth, you have access to eternal life. These are things not to play with. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, today I admit that I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. I pray, coming before you, that please have mercy upon me. And Lord, from this day, as I receive you and not believe in you, that you are the resurrection and the life, the only one who has the power to save me, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Before we go into the next segment, I will encourage everybody, always have your prayer topics with you, that as we pray in faith at Bethel Encounter, the Lord documented, have them with you all the time. And as we keep serving, worshiping the Lord and praying, he himself, he will turn those into testimonies.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37 verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our hearts. So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer request you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will in time. So we want to sing this song unto the Lord. Be glorified. Just for a few seconds, begin to thank the Lord for your glory that you revealed in us, your glory of strength, your glory of strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Continue, Lord Jesus, that your name will be glorified all over the earth because of what you do in our lives, Lord Jesus. We glorify. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you gave your life to Christ, please remember to contact us on our number 026-000-9090. You can also send us an email, info@glowmusicministry.com. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.